The digital afterlife. Digital immortality. Backup brains. The era of digital immortality. If you've been following transhumanism, and a lot of you have, none of this is new, but I think it's very important to refresh your memory heading into 2018 as to what the plans are of those that are being led by Satan and the fallen angels. You see, Satan knows that his time is short. And a lot of these people that are trying to practice this type of witchcraft, of trying to live eternally apart from Christ, they know too that their time is coming up very, very soon. Creating an eternal copy of yourself. These are technologies that they're experimenting right now. There was actually a few months ago, this robot that was inserted inside of it, the consciousness of a woman, the digital copy of that woman. And these people actually believe this stuff. They believe that they can live eternally through the machines.
Tonight, would you want to live forever? How about your parents? Would you want to be able to ask their advice long after they're gone, or maybe even spend an afternoon with a deceased spouse?
As CBS 2 explores, cloning a loved one is no longer the stuff of science fiction because of digital immortality. Like many women, Bina Rothblatt doesn't like to talk about her age.
Well, when were you born?
I was first activated on 2010 to 3/21.
She does like to talk about her past.
I used to play piano and my parents pushed me into a recital.
When she's not joking around.
Why did the chicken go halfway across the road?
Bina is obviously not a real woman, but she does have the mind of one.
I think there'll probably come a time when robots like Bina will be living amongst us.
She's a clone, sharing not only the appearance of a very real woman named Bina Rothblatt, but also her exact memories, attitudes, and beliefs.
This is one opportunity for us to start thinking about changing the way we look at what it means to be human.
It's technology we've so far only seen in movies.
Self-awareness, manipulation. Now, if that isn't true AI, what is?
But in real life, Bina is one of the first clones to be implanted with a mind file representing an actual person's consciousness. The robot can even see thanks to facial recognition software, so she actually knows who she's talking to.
Scientists all over the world, on one end, they critique the human body, and they critique God's creation, and they will tell you that you came out of a monkey. Yet on the other end, they're completely baffled with the mysteries of the brain. They're completely baffled at God's amazing creation. Each and every single one of you was created by God for an amazing purpose.
Emotive is kind of this wild technology. It's a way for you to control things with your mind. It has all sorts of new use cases, and I'm here at their offices today to get into it a little bit more.
This goes behind your ears,
uh-huh.
And so you want your hair to be out of the way.
Okay.
And so we just put this on like
that. On the brain crown, okay.
Uh-huh, and then This goes behind the ear, so we'll just slide this down.
Okay. So this is my brain right now.
This is your brain right now.
Oh my gosh.
In real time.
This is wild.
It's pretty wild. And what you're seeing is the localized activity right now and the concentration of activity. So if there's a particular area that there's a huge amount of synchronization and activity, then you'll see it light up. So right now we're seeing a lot of activity there in the frontal and then parietal occipital. So parietal occipital
is... Because I'm watching this.
Yeah, so we can look at facial expressions. So we can tell if you're blinking, you're winking, looking left and right, furrowing your eyebrows, raising them in surprise, smiling, clenching your teeth because you might be nervous. So all of those things we can detect very, very easily.
Emotive has been prototyping its wireless EEG technology for the past few years. Proven in the research sector, they are now developing a consumer product for market.
So this is a really simple use case scenario where the idea is I can just will this car to drive forward just with my thoughts.
You have a unique fingerprint. The very hairs on your head are counted according to the scriptures. And God has put within you a consciousness. That balance that lets you know when you're doing something good and something wrong. And you are without excuse, humanity. You are without excuse.
Startup company Eternum, founded by MIT fellow Marius Usachi, is using social media to offer people comfort over the loss of their loved ones. The project, which draws inspiration from science fiction, allows people to build a digital copy of themselves, one which Usachi claims will eventually be able to interact with loved ones via Eternum's mobile apps. The startup involves algorithms that scrape through posts and interactions on social media to build a profile. By studying a person's memories and mannerisms, Usachi says they're able to create what he calls immortal avatars. Usachi says the goal of the service, which is still being tested, is to create a digital legacy that allows your great-grandchildren to interact with their great-grandfather.
John 10:1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. According to the scriptures in John 10:9, there is only one way. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. There is only one way to eternal salvation, and that way is to Jesus Christ. Apart from him, there is no salvation. And with artificial intelligence, that they can make it now sound so realistic, they will even tell you that they can take your consciousness, transplant it into a system that will mimic you, and you will be basically mimicked and live eternally digitally. This is the type of Gnosticism that we sometimes overlook, yet it's happening. Yet these are technologies that they are dreaming of. These are technologies that they are thinking of. Because they want to live eternally without forsaking their wicked ways. And you cannot do that. That consciousness that you have does not belong to you. Apart from him, there is no life. Apart from him, there is absolutely nothing. Yet via technology, last week we talked about the mark of the beast. Today we're talking about digital immortality, the digital afterlife. It's a deception. It is a lie from the pits of hell. When one looks at science, they're finding alternative ways for you to conceive children. They're practicing it with animals already.
In April, scientists unveiled an artificial womb undergoing testing on fetal lambs, with a prediction from one of the researchers that the technology could be ready for human testing in 3 to 5 years, artificial wombs suddenly became the most unexpected rage of 2017. But what sort of artificial wombs might realistically be a part of healthcare in the near future? In science fiction, artificial wombs are often depicted as self-sufficient systems that develop an individual from a small bundle of cells to a living, breathing infant, or sometimes, well beyond. The artificial womb shown to the world in April has a much more focused application, a support system, or a second womb, for prematurely born babies who would otherwise find themselves struggling to survive in the outside world as early as 22 or 23 weeks into development. Lambs that were tested in this system successfully developed in the same way as if they had never left their original biological environment.
The experiments that they're doing with biometrics, the experiments that they're doing with your DNA, the experiments that they're doing with all of your information will be in track 24/7. The other day, it was Sunday, and I had to get go to bed and get ready because I had to go to work the next day. My phone actually told me, hey, you work tomorrow, and you haven't set up an alarm. How did that phone know that? How did it know that I have the weekends off typically? How did it know that I go to work tomorrow? And how did it know when I get up in the morning to go to work that there's only 20-something minutes before I get to work? And it all automatically pops up. It knows everything about you. And Satan is using these types of technologies to track you and to do whatever he can possibly do to play God. But Isaiah 55:7-9 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The thoughts that these individuals have to live eternally apart from Jesus Christ are demonic. The thoughts that these people have to be able to procreate a child, making three parent children in different types of fake fetuses that they can do, artificial wombs. Those thoughts aren't God's thoughts. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. If you're watching this today, and you're finding yourself in a position that you've strayed away from Christ, you've fallen for the deceptions of this world, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, Lord. Your mercy even when we don't deserve it, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace, Heavenly Father, and for you being there for us, Lord, every single day. For your thoughts are not our thoughts. For your ways are not our ways. And every second that passes is a second closer to your return. We take time for granted, Father. We get up every day and we take life for granted, Father, not realizing that time is ticking. And Satan is not sleeping. Satan's deceptions are out there continuously trying to put us to sleep, lull us to sleep little by little so that we are not awake. Aid us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Aid us. Help us. For we want to live in your ways. Reveal to us what we need to repent of, Lord, because there's only one way to living eternally, and that is not found in the AI beast system. It is only found through the way, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for watching the video. I want to appreciate each one of you. Sorry for the shorter video than normal. I'm working a new job function at my employment, and I'm trying to do the best I can to manage both things. It's been a lot of work, and you know me, I'm trying always to do the best that I can to not be a burden upon the body of Christ and be your brother. So I appreciate everything that you guys do in watching the videos and sharing the videos, and most importantly, in prayer. I could use your prayers. I could definitely use your prayers, and I appreciate each one of you for keeping my family daily in your prayers, for keeping my employment daily in your prayers. I'm the only one working in my house, so it's very important. Pray for my spiritual walk. Pray for the ministry. I know that a lot of preachers don't like to tell you that they need prayer. I could definitely use all the prayers that I can get. And I love you guys very, very much. May God bless you and your family. Thank you for your support. And keep seeking Jesus Christ. And don't believe the AI deception that's coming. It's a lie. It's a fantasy. It's not true. There's only one way to live eternally. And it's not in the digital AI satanic system. It's only in Jesus Christ. God bless.